Musk races outside. The weather was good, and everybody had a good time at the gym hours before, because a lot of young people are interested in learning whenever there is something like that. And we never have our elders meeting for this month yet. We never have election for chairman yet. We'll probably have a meeting when we go home. I don't have very much.
Back to you, Jim. John, what's the view?
Willie's talked about Kotzebue already. I'll just talk about these elder assistance visits a little bit. I saw it farther on the agenda, but I might as well do it while we're doing it here. We went to 5 villages so far, and Noatak was the first, and even though Eugene says that there were not many people showed up, not many elders showed up for that first meeting, there were still half of the elders that they had there. That's pretty good. That's probably as high as anybody's gotten in any of the villages. And where we've had more is because they opened it up to the whole village, and we had other people who were not elders that were there, and it made more. So you had plenty of elders there. The only place we've had less elders than we should have had, I think, was or less than 50% or so, is Shenyang. And I think part of that was because somehow my office gave two different information, and they got confused. And most every place else, the elders that could come, because they, when you ask, you talk to them, because we have lists, you know, we can ask who's there, why they aren't there. Some of the people can't come because they can't hardly get out of bed anymore. They can't hear something else, so there's a percentage of those people that can't come. And we've been having flu going around all through this whole thing, and other people were sick. And so what we're getting is real good. I think it's healthy. At least I hope so. If you think it's not, you let us know, because we still have time to change some of them. And we could probably even go back before this grant runs out that I'm working on. We try to do two things when we go there. One is to just bring the elders out and talk to them about wellness and our responsibilities as elders. And there's no problem with that. Everybody knows what we're talking about. And we've been getting thanked for coming around and reminding them that of what they need to do. The other part of it is to get them together with the planning committee for each village, wellness planning committee, because those are the other people, younger people mostly. Elders are involved in that too, but not enough. We need more, and we get volunteers and more elders join the planning committee. And in most cases, what they do is, after we talk to them about planning, they set up their next meeting and their planning committee so that they can keep the wellness program going. As we try to tell you, that it's the same thing for us as Inupiaq at the state. It's exactly the same, no different. That's a good program that we put together in 1981 and 82 with the help of our elders at that time. And it's still our program. We call this wellness because that's what they're using for this kind of a program in Alaska and the United States and throughout the world. That's when they work on this kind of program, they're calling it wellness, and we're calling it that too. The ones that Amber, Shenyang, and Kobuk all went well. We talked about Kotzebue went well, so there, as far as I'm concerned, the way we're doing it, this looks like it's okay. If you have any other things you could say, that's fine. Some of the comments I've gotten from people after the meetings have to do with once in a while I use bad things that go on in Jerusalem or the villages to point out that you know, we got to wake up and start looking at what's going on, because we too many times we cover up when something happens. We try to forget it. We don't do anything about it. So when bad things happen, we don't like to talk about it. Well, if you do that, what happens is you don't do anything about them. So I keep, you know, hammering about, and this Willie likes to use this one about kids, because kids is easier, they're easier to accept about bad things about our kids, because we all love them and we all want to do something about them, helping them. And, but other things, with adults, we kind of cover it up, because they're our relatives and everybody else that are smoking and drinking and beating and doing all the stuff that's going on. And when I bring those up, some people don't like it. They would rather stay the way they are and not deal with them. But I'm going to do it anyway, because somebody's got to bring those things up. We have to look at things the way they are, not the way, you know, we want to be. We got to work on the things that are, where we live now, and make them better. If we don't see them being bad, or the bad things, then we'll never fix them. So that's how I look at it, and I wanted to get that across in case somebody comes to you and says, you know, John Schaefer, all he talks about is bad stuff. That's not the case. Somebody's got to be a messenger out there. If somebody else do it, I wouldn't do it. But nobody covers that, then I come out and I say, look, this is a problem. And I try to make them personal. I learned this back in 82 when we had those meetings in the villages, long meetings for 15 hours at a time. People then were even worse than they are today about not dealing with the way things are. And so what I used then was a suicide list. I got a suicide list, and I said, okay, you know, these are the people that committed suicide in your village. And that was terrible. I mean, the kinds of feelings that came out. But it woke them up, and I, you know, so I don't have a problem doing that. If that's what's needed to get people moving, I'll dig up all the dirt I can find and let them take a look at what's going on. Because you need to have something to get people moving. Otherwise, we would have solved this problem a long time ago. And this is part of this thing, too. The reason we're talking about a plan, even though Inupiaq don't like to write anything down, we got to keep going. Because last year, the people who had annual meet or their first wellness conferences, a lot of them stopped or slowed down anyway. And after they had their first conference, everybody enjoyed the conferences. They said it was time for us to work on these things, and then no more meetings. The planning committees quit getting together, you know, and everybody does this. It's human nature. And so what we're trying to do with these meetings is to get you to plan, to get your people to plan. So all year long, you know you've got something you're working on. Some of you are doing it even without a plan. That's good, but it may be only one time if you don't have a plan. So you have to have a plan so everybody can see who's going to do what when. And your planning committee's got to work on this, you know, year-round until we get to a point where everything is good again. And that may not be in our life. It may take a while for us to fix things up. So it's very important that you do this, and the elders have to be behind it. And so I've got just a few more villages to go, five more, and we'll be done. And in Deering, we're having their first annual meeting. They've had trouble getting it going. We're helping them put that together. And Dora and
Grace
are going to come from over from Buckland to help us get them going. So we're going okay, I'll only do this until March, and then the funding that I'm using for Manila is going to end. I'd like to make one other comment, and that is that there may right now we've been using the nana resource specialists in the villages to support the elders, and they've done a good job. We've never had anybody that really helped us out in your villages before, and I hear rumblings from the major funding comes from three organizations, NANA, Manila, and the borough. And two of those organizations are talking about pulling out their funding. And if they do, then, you know, those jobs might go away. They might work it out. This has gone on before. But if that happens, I wanted to make sure that you were still supported. So Kim Haviland, who has the human resource counselors in the villages, who have been involved in helping us with wellness too, they'll be available to assist the elders if that happens. The only place that doesn't have one, I think, is Coba, and we're trying to figure out how to get to Coba because they're so small. If that happens, and you should be using both of those positions anyway in your village to support you if you've got them.
That's it. Thank you, John. Catherine, the mamler.
Veterinary of Alupnaglan, Wellness Lady, Malung Neglan. Uko agerala nari katimallaroni angutillu arnallu nutatlu tana katimati atochikun tema katimallat kupluj tana sibun nirtot suli kamma yesterday unna wellness tapko committee katimal kanukte kamma katimal sibun nirtot Suli go elders more along number 90 unit. It was on 39. 90 Katiman Lakta Katimata Katimaroni. What Hanova civilly the Ramani in Naklavit Pichatka? In the Lord Katiman, you think Katimana Father. Tadi kalau dia mengalak, tu bangi joni ni jod lagi lak lama. Ya ni ni pinang malu kalau dia masuk tu ni. Basin, bukan laptop. In mesti pun koordinator kau kalau hodi aglan. Tamu nenek specialist jaga lak, nak lak kita. Suli. Oh, ini perhati lihat kesehatan ni suli makun ingat pos tu kau lara lapuk tak tu ini elders tak nasi buat ini buting ini buting cuci macam kalau hati kita gelan ya kau lapuk suli elders tak na kadiman rit pagi buting Sama 19 ni katimasu tinggi nak tu, tak sama every Monday nagatimora la kao ding asin ato chimi aman katimal lalo ding itna si bunne ato so kaya po yung pinutara mit kao po po din la asin
take off Catherine Percy Kariana
kun dami yung kasi ito lahat naman na ako glad well that's good to go that common day ang alo te kakpe kaya nami every month kat katimas uut ako almost kamadi at di bruma ang lakti galom tanapit niyak lewit pisige kamasi magtay na pegi sibat at imalaw ng shaman supayam muna ba at tuktok ramik tupinig niya ng nasa tupinig yuti ikilagotin logo tayo at kabruma kaukira ikangata Aklakti ciri galak, kita yak topik, abrumnya kau kelihat. Kau nutat di sini lepas. Nampak kuda berukuran kecil.
Thank you, Percy. Gladys, dear.
I don't have. Nothing to report because we never even had meetings and we never elect new officers. I'll be glad if John and Levi go hearing and talk to our young people and even elders. They're real hard to try to let them have meetings. They don't come even though we want to have meetings. Anyway, our elders are so helpless now, but there's younger people that could be running elders too. I always tell them that men always be presidents too from other villages. They do better than us. I hope we'll elect new officers if I go home. We always really need help in dealing. Maybe Kelvin could, oh, that wellness, I sure always like it when I listen to it. I get help from it.
Thank you, Gladys. Jonas?
Yeah. When you were in meeting in Buckland, I mentioned that I'll be available if they were going to villages for this purpose. And I was fortunate enough to go with John and Willie to Notai. I appreciate the receptiveness of us. And when I'm talking to the school, I always talk about something surprising of what the elders do. The high schoolers are really glad. I talk about what the Eskimos used for perfume 200 years ago. They were really surprised at that. For the sake of the things that we learn, either from experience or from the elders when we were growing up, and these stories, those of us who are over 70 or 60, you know, especially young, the elders that grew up with their grandparents, as a link, my mentor has advised that we should know what you're talking about when we talk about old times. because it was being told just the way it was told, generation to generation. I just want to say also that I appreciate being with the regional elders. I've been with them for over 10 years, and it's educational for me, especially those first, because I think those that I, in the 80s, middle 80s, that were elders here. I see their meetings when I go to them, there's no conflict there. They talk about without having to argue or things like that. Thank you for having me in the past.
Thank you, Jonas. Well, it's good. A kubuku kora lakdomi. In your back there, the only pasal laklanga. Kami reorganize our rutali in the Kibalina me. Only best time we can find reorganizing. Kami ukiro alau na ukiyemi bisa alau kapta. Kind of hard. So, na matun iluni kemi to kanari unami makununo la jitigun lupi kapta kanu wiju lui api mat ibali nami. So our best time to reorganize is in August, September na mona na nabisu sirut. Suli in practice, I'm going to be a luch, kebak. Kuninga, teacher kao dalu, to kanao si Maronik. They're involved in our meeting, you know, but we don't let them pass. Tan na soktin na na chivuragla, ilokhin na rin na kurut. Teacher wot, tapkova. Kasi masakso di ako wala to kanap di di kibali naman suli dahil yung ngakran from 1990 o laki kapta wag mo naglaan iligaw aleksyot e manemi po e yuwa kakalong marunik inyongnik. Nana board ni lo luna suli dapko nana board ni lo ludik ei waktu kedarnya second time terus tu sab luna tahu ngau tik kasih makapta 1999 me atenye mereka kembali nak me tutup kenal nasi pidi lu tim hural mata malu ni ei waktu semua nana board ni suli. In Pertani, Tana, Holding Rotoni, Tau Nauti, Amna, Temangarasi, Milak to Pogman, the Grand Arga, Kuya Digriti put Nasi Piti Ulu, Haname Rotik, Triki Murange Rotik, Nate Mata, Kuya Digi Utu Kibak. Kibak, Sikumata to the Luch. Si jabut school latot lirat kabunga kabual ujuta kuk munsar luni ingai ujuni terunga laku nak tinun si ku mata aso nemi disawat kapti ningai lu novak wanga sosip ni katok tu luj ningai napi ku nomi ugal hai nani napi nesok novak ti jawut lila tu belah aku mat tak kutikap ti aku esok cut nabi dani jawut tu kamu ini cut dera ini sakit kena dana dibeli kini ke apa cut di kapa di sini
okay yeah there is one thing I was going to bring up
to Wakatiolu last winter. Jonas has been in that one too, that resource, human resource of U of A. We attended 2 weeks with the students from U of A. I mean, these students are from all over the state. Two weeks we spent with those students. From all over the state, who the coordinators, I think they should be in contact with U of A and let them know who is available from our region. Students, we have over 30 students in Nara. Well, the first week, their subjects are about domestic violence. Some of them are not domestic violence, but Allah Rahul, the public loot, we have to get the Kuyakuwa back to Mugataman. Okay.
Thank you, Leonard. Can you care about the food? It's a cookbook, Ukunang, Ukaktoni, Kinya, Rishimasul Lapa, Hanuk Pisut, Lanik, Naka, Hanubayak, Pisut, Lakal Lapa, Ukakton, Akumak, Rishimasuk Tok, Ukchan.
Just wanted to remind you again, since we got new members here, that one of the things that we've tried to do in the last couple of years is to get you, each of you, to have your meetings in your villages. And part of the reason why we have this elders assistance is to bring more people out so you can do it. In the case of Shungnak and Ambler, they told you that because we brought elders together, they had their elections right there. They had elections. I don't think we need the outside visitors come in every year and make you have a meeting. What you have to do is keep at it, because if we don't have meetings, then you shouldn't even be here. We can't. We have rules that you have at least one meeting a year, so you have election. And to be here, to have, to be representing your village, you've got to have elections. You want to come up with your own bylaws or guidelines. You got both of them here. You can look at when you go home, make your own if you don't have them already. You're going to have different rules. You can have different rules, but right now, our rules are what we're going by here. Every year, you have an election, and that gives you the authority to sit on this board. And that's why we keep pushing it. I just want to remind you that you have to do that every year. And you don't have to have it in December like we're saying. The only reason we're saying you have it in December is because they're always passing December. They don't have their meeting earlier. And we have ours in January. That's when we have this meeting, this election. And if we don't have you elected before then, who are we electing? Dora goes back and has her meeting next month, and she's no longer the president. We lost the vice president. We have to have another election again. You see, it all works together, and that's why we keep pushing it. And I think if you don't have meetings, your elders' council is not effective. It's not working. So keep going. We're doing better this year. And those of you who haven't had your meetings, be sure you have them as soon as possible.
Well,
yeah. Well, we're going to tell me first Monday every month. But
kind of want to keep that kind of schedule. And if we need to change it, we change it. But it, our schedule is the first Monday. And then we take July, August off, and June. June and July. Yeah. But we had one in July because we were trying to get ready for a quarterly meeting down here, and we wanted to have a potluck.
Every year.
Yeah, we do that every year. We have a potluck for the church conference every year.
Jonas?
I wonder if you guys on wellness committee, you go to each village and see if they have guidelines they go by. If they don't, why not introduce it to them?
Well, that's why these, this copy,
no, they can take them home now.
The one you guys put together.
Yeah.
They can look at it. They don't have to make it the same. They're just going to look at it and make their own. I would rather we don't fool with